Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, we've issued winter storm watches in effect beginning later Sunday night down the southern tier, and then Monday morning for the Buffalo area over to Genesee County. We're going to have some significant lake snows develop beginning later Sunday night across the southern tier, and then lift north to the Buffalo area, mainly the Buffalo South towns in the southern Genesee County during the course of Monday. And then they'll generally remain in that vicinity through Monday night and into Tuesday before slipping back to the south into the southern tier Tuesday night. During that time, we could see some potentially significant snowfall accumulations ranging from 1 to 2 feet south of Buffalo across the southern tier to maybe 8 to 16 inches across the Buffalo South towns into southern Genesee County.
So what can you tell me about the tailgate conditions and game time conditions?
Well, during the weekend, we're going to have much colder air starting to infiltrate across the area. Right now we're in the 40s, but by Sunday our temperatures will be down in the 20s, and we won't get much above actually the lower 20s during the day Sunday. And then readings will drop off further as we go into Sunday night into the teens. With a little bit of wind that we'll have, wind chills will be down in the single digits to about 10 degrees. So it'll be pretty cold outside. People will need to bundle up. There may be a little bit of light snow around as well, though. We're not expecting overly significant accumulations Sunday into Sunday evening. The heavier accumulations will come later Sunday night into Monday.
And as far as the temperatures go, what will be the coldest overnight, and would the temperatures be low enough to close schools?
Well, I can't speak about whether it be cold enough to close schools, since I'm not in charge of those decisions. But in terms of the coldest overall temperatures, it looks like those will probably be Tuesday night, though Monday night will not be far off from that. It's not out of the question that areas away from the lake drop below 0 degrees Tuesday night.
Should we expect any advisories for the cold weather?
Eventually, those are likely. Looks like we're going to have wind chills getting down to minus 15 to minus 25. Should those be realized, we'll eventually be issuing some cold weather advisories for those, but still a little early to be doing that at this point.